Two impressive guests playing for us today on the World Cafe. Bela Fleck, longtime friend of the show, known for his work with the Flecktones and beyond. And Chick Corea, one of the greatest living piano players with classic albums on his own, like Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, his work with Miles Davis on Bitches Brew, and the huge success of Return to Forever on his repertoire. These disparate musicians, banjo and piano, have made an album together, but to hear Chick explain it, there isn't that much difference. I asked him why he wanted to play with Bela.
Well, it wasn't the banjo at all. As a matter of fact, I never really liked the banjo sound. I always thought it was kind of hokey. I never really got into listening to bluegrass music, but I liked Bela's music right away, creatively, and through that, actually, started to appreciate country music and bluegrass music, but it wasn't the banjo at all. Actually, it was Bela's way of creating music,
which must be kind of good for you to hear, because that's kind of where you've been going all along.
Well, Chick is a primary influence for me, and not only that, a continual one, because he's one of those guys. I know you're sitting right here, but one of those guys, I heard you way back then. It blew me away, but I stayed in touch with what you've been doing. And when I'm running dry of inspiration and I hear stuff that you're doing currently, it always wakes me up and makes me remember a lot of the things that I love about music and being creative and all this stuff. I'm always fascinated for some reason. So it's really neat to be able to see it up close on a regular basis like this.
Now, when you got together, did you write for this Chick, I'll ask you, did you write for this aggregation, the two of you?
We discussed right away that a good approach would be for us both to write, because I love to compose and Bela does too. And I think we're both good at it. And so I thought that would be the best way to create a repertoire for the duet. So we both were on our own at home or traveling or whatever, or jotting ideas down and writing songs and sending each other stuff on email. This is like before we had our first rehearsal.
Wow. Yeah, it was cool. I was getting these brand new Chick Corea pieces as email attachments. It was kind of fun. Not more than kind of fun. It was really fun.
Well, why don't we do, who's, shall we start off with? One of Chick's, one of yours?
Senorita, we usually start our concerts with Senorita, so let's play Senorita.
Sure. Thank you.
Chicory and Bela Fleck beginning our session today with one that they apparently begin the concerts with and certainly begins the enchantment, the new disc that is Senorita, one of Chick's tunes. And I'm watching you all play, and I've been listening to a lot of kind of classic jazz sort of lately, and where people play ahead and then everybody solos and they come back and they all play together at the end. But what is so different, and I hear this in both of your work anyway, is how you all land together all along and then there's room for soloing. Does that something that evolves, or is that how this piece was written?
I think that's how we play all our tunes. There's sort of this wonderful natural communication that goes on continually throughout the song. So although we play sort of solos, well, that piece there was not sort of...
It's
solos.
More interactive in that
yeah,
one.
Much more so, yeah.
But even when you do, it's not like, hey, this is my solo, so you better lay back. It's more like it's all fair game, and it's more conversational.
And that's what's thrilling about it, actually. That's what's it's just now, Chick, I'm curious about, because of the way banjo is played, it's not particularly a chordal instrument, although you do some of that. do you end up... kind of altering your or playing more with your right hand to kind of match up sonically with him?
Not so much the hands, but conceptually, when Bela gets this rhythmic thing going on the banjo that starts to roll, I sometimes like to try. In fact, as we play together, I'm learning how to duplicate that kind of roll on the piano. Mm-hmm. Like the picking, I noticed there's a thumb that picks and then other fingers that pick. Well, on the piano, the way you can sort of imitate that mechanically is by using my finger of my left hand for the thumb, mm-hmm. and fingers of my right hand for the fingers of the other fingers, and sort of get a thing going like this. You know, something like that. It's just like banjo arpeggiation. And
I want to transcribe that.
I'm starting to fool around with stuff because it's intriguing to also to be up close and watching how Bela pulls all of that off. But also I try to use the registers of the piano to stay out of the banjo's way. So I'll play real low and real high, and it sort of works.
Yeah, and he's definitely the bass player.
Yeah, I was noticing yeah. That was actually kind of cool when you would do the bass lines when you were doing the solo work. Our guest today is Chick Corea and Bela Fleck, and some amazing music from the Enchantment. And should we do one of your contributions?
Sure.
Bela?
Yeah, it's called Waltz for Abby. Thank you.
live today on the World Cafe, Chick Corea on the piano and Bela Fleck on the banjo, and one of Bela's tunes called Waltz for Abby, playing live for us today. It's on the album called The Enchantment, or a different version is. Let's put it that way. Chick, this is our first time we've met, and it's great to have you here. And the first piece you did, Senorita, and probably one of your best-known tunes is Spain. I think you might see where I'm going here. There's a lot of Latin-sounding things in what you do. And where does that come from? I know you played with Mongo Santa Maria early on. Did it precede all that, or where?
I guess in Boston, when I was in high school, I got a gig with a Portuguese guy named Phil Barbosa, and he had a quartet, and we played for Latin dancing. And there was a conga player in the band named Bill Fitch, who later on played with Cal Jader. But Bill was the one that really turned me on to the whole world of, at that time, New York Latin music, Eddie Palmieri's band and Tito Puente's band, and then on into Afro-Cuban music and African music, actually. And it really changed my life at that point, because up till then I was kind of into the seriousness of jazz and classical music. And in the 40s, the musicians that were the kind of way jazz musicians were being were quite serious. It had changed from the entertaining personalities of Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong, and it had gone to the serious, never talk to the audience, drugged out kind of personalities. And that was what I grew up in the 40s. So when I went to a Latin dance, and everybody was out on the floor having a ball, I thought, man, this is what I need in my life. And I got attracted to the music and the culture, and I continued to make friends of Latin musicians and so forth.
Yeah, anything about the rhythms, the way? Because obviously Latin music sits rhythmically completely different than like a 4-4 kind of thing. You're going towards a different kind of place.
Well, that's all part of it. Yeah, that was all part of the mystery and the intrigue and the greatness was the rhythm and the beautiful complexity of it.
You're obviously playing piano today. You have the acoustic band and the electric band, and if you look back at probably your band that most people know is Return to Forever. There was an acoustic Return to Forever, and then later there was a far more electric one. As you play different keyboards, be it a clavinet, I guess Rhodes, or some of your synth sounds that we know so well, do you have to completely alter your concept of how you attack the keys, how you work with it?
Well, early on, actually, when I, in 68, Miles Davis threw a Fender Rhodes in front of me, actually other electric pianos too, and he wanted me to play them, and I struggled with it at first. Until very quickly, though, I found out that that the electric pianos and then later on the synthesizers were not pianos, but the keyboard looked the same, but they were completely different instruments. So when I realized that simplicity, I started touching them and working them as they were, differently than the piano. And from then I kind of made friends with the different. I mean, in the world of electric pianos and synthesizers, there's every gradation of the way the keys touch to the way the sound comes out that you can imagine. But with pianos, you try and standardize that to a particular feel of the notes hitting the strings, you know. But I grew accustomed to it, and they're just other sounds that I grew to love.
So you don't necessarily have a preference?
No.
Yeah.
No, I use them as sounds. And I mean, piano will always be, I feel, my basic home instrument. But as a composer and a person who likes to play in bands with other musicians, I like to use the colors of the other instruments.
Chick Corea and Bela Fleck are our guests today, and we're moving through their repertoire together from this Enchantment disc. What do you want to play next?
Spectacle, which is an up-tempo, charging kind of tune.
One, Thank you.
rousing finish to our session today with Bela Fleck and Chick Corea, who collaborated just and continue. What's so great about this is it seems to grow. I mean, I listened to this album, and what you're playing today has just evolved from there as well. So how long are you going to be able to keep this doing this together?
Well, I don't have an end date on it. I think I've found a musical partner that's a lot of inspiration for me, and I'm learning a lot, by the way. You know, Bela gave me a great tribute earlier, but the return flow on that is that I'm a lifetime student, and now I'm a fan and student of Bela Fleck.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for playing live today, and it's just great to watch this grow.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Thanks, David.
Bela Fleck and Chick Corea are our guests here on the World Cafe.